Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a floor supervisor. TuneMed's pleasure is speaking with today.
And what's your company name again?
I work for a third-party call center, ma'am.
Could you spell that? A third-party called what?
A third-party call center. That means I service nearly 200 different online vendors.
Gotcha. And what company is that name? What is the name of your third-party company? That's what I'm asking.
I can share the company name that would be billing you, but I'm going to need you to confirm your information first.
Okay. What you want?
What's your name and address that you had confirmed before?
Linda Griffin, 113 Phillip Avenue, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Do you know an Aaron Griffin?
Yes, that's my husband.
All right. Thank you. So this has brought up, it's going back to an order placed November 13th, 2021 for a spy cam. It's
yes, ma'am.
Paid $7.45 for the shipping to receive the free welcoming gift. There was an SD card on the order as well of $9.97.
Mm-hmm.
So this had led to a continued membership fee being billed of $49.
Right.
Yeah, it started at $49.97.
That's what I'm calling about.
Yes.
The little fine print about the continued membership and 48 hour. Not good. This was a gift for a 10-year-old to attach to a little rocket that you light a wick on and it shoots up in the air. There was no intention for a membership, which you have already charged me an additional. We'll be glad to eat the November charge or whatever that was for $49.97, okay? But you have charged me without our realizing it's been done, $56.95 and another $49.97. And I want it all gone. She got rid of February, but I want January gone. This is not done above board, and you know it, and I want that gone. That little camera has cost us almost $170.
Well, I'm sorry that the terms had not been made more clear. The billings are nothing towards the spy camera. I'm not certain if the lady had explained, but for that, you were sent.
I get it. I heard that. That's your little phrase on your card in front of you. I understand that. I am requesting you to please remove it.
As
we certainly had no idea. You already got $49.97. And
as a one-time courtesy for January, ma'am, we could assist with a 50% refund on that charge.
50%? And where do we get that amount?
I would submit that through the account, and it would post back to your billed banking method.
No. If you can give 50 for something that was misunderstood, why can't you do 100? It has not cost you a nickel.
We're offering this
and it
as
was
a courtesy.
It was done in error.
Ma'am, you've admitted to placing the order and the terms were available. I do apologize.
I got it, but we couldn't go down 75 pages in fine print. Okay? Nobody does that online. You know it. You don't have to do that when you go to Amazon. It's upright, it's straightforward, and you don't have any tricks in it. You're no different from, I can't think of the name of the a big technology company. They got sued for that little line in theirs where they put in, oh, you automatically renew this forever. I want it taken off. And you can
all
do
right,
that.
And as a one-time courtesy, we will go ahead and I'll submit a full refund for January. It'll submit
I would
back
hope
to your account
so.
Within about 3 to 5 business days, and I'll provide a confirmation number to keep in your records when you're ready.
Okay, so I'm assuming that she got rid of February, and you're getting ready the 8th. You're getting rid of the 18th for me.
Correct.
Right. Thank you. And how would you feel if you were in my position? That's all I can tell you. We are retired.
It's a frustrated situation.
You know, we have children. We have expenses we can hardly make anyway.
Right.
And this kind of garbage. And I know you don't get a fortune doing what you're doing. And I appreciate your. I appreciate you doing this for me. $100, that's a lot of money, January and February. And
yes.
We have been trying to find y'all forever. You know, you're just not out there up front. This is three names of your who you're affiliated with that I've gotten this morning. And I appreciate your time. So let me confirm what's going to happen. We are not protesting at all the $49.97 when we ordered the little out of production pieces. And that's fine. It was a lot, but it's okay. Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. And now I'm understanding that $49.97 charged in January and then the new charge February is gone. $49.97 is gone and $56.95 gone, and it will never be on my March, April, May, June, forever, till infinity, till I'm dead. Correct?
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
You're a good person. Thank you. Wish you the best, and thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am. You do as well, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Got it.
Solved. We'll see if it comes through. But we'll have to see if it actually goes through, what she's told me. We'll have to continue seeing. I started talking about my attorney, and then all of a sudden I had a supervisor who couldn't do anything about it. And then I told her I understood she makes no money calling from home with her children, but I want her to put herself in my place right now. We're retired people trying to buy a little out of production camera and CD card, and we have joined up for a lifetime membership. It was $49.97, has increased to $56. And I'm asking you as a person to take this off, and you know you can do it. And I'm on my third name for your company. And a third telephone number. So you're fraudulent. And I said, the